Hello and welcome back to Joe's Art History Bite Size, small, manageable podcast episodes which sees me, Joe McLaughlin, your host and resident art historian, deep dive into a specific artwork or artist in 10 minutes or less. This week, we take a look at one of Glasgow's best loved paintings, and that is Windows to the West by Avril Patton. Let's get started. For those of you that may not know, Avril Patton is a Scottish painter who lives and works in Glasgow. She's best known as a detailed figurative painter whose works can veer on the slightly surrealist side. She grew up on the Isle of Arran and grew up in a very artistic household and family. Both her father and grandfather were painters. And her father gave her rudimentary lessons as a young girl and taught her perspective and drawing. However, she added to these techniques when she moved to Glasgow to study at Glasgow School of Art. And she has lived in the city ever since. Now, today we're going to speak about a really unusual painting. And it's one that's very particular to Scotland. And it's a great way to round off my four-part special on Bite Size on iconic Scottish works of art. Now, the work itself is called Windows to the West, and it was painted on a cold January afternoon in 1993. And the painting's iconic to Glasgow for several reasons. The people it depicts, and as it shows how independent everyone's experiences are, and the relationships that are happening in tandem, and yet you are blissfully unaware of what's going on around you. And it shows how a vast majority of people choose to live their life all at the same time, but in different ways. But the most important thing about this painting is that all these stories are intertwined and take place within a Glasgow tenement building. So by way, this episode and artwork also celebrate the urban landscape, life and history of my home city, Glasgow. Now at first glance, you'll think, it's a block of flats, Joe. What on earth is a tenement? Now, a block of flats, it is, but the type of flat is known as a tenement, and it's very unique and particular to Glasgow. These buildings make up the fabric of the city and were implemented in the late Victorian period to deal with an influx of urban workers. You have to remember, Glasgow was an industrial powerhouse, with most of the city's residents working in the docks. And of course, this influx of workers meant they needed places to live, and tenements were a great solution to this. Now, there's lots of things that characterise a tenement, but they're best known for their beautiful big bay windows, their sandstone exteriors, their high ceilings within, the beautiful detailing that are decorated around these high ceilings, and that they are no more than four stories high, ever. And these are all over the city. There's even an area of Glasgow called Hindland, which is a conservation area for tenement flats. Most people in Glasgow lived in a tenement flat. And actually, if you studied in Glasgow, like myself, you either knew people that lived in tenements, and I know people that still do live in tenements, but they're fantastic. They're fantastic flats. And what's great is that they were built not for one social class. It was very open, and every kind of social class could have and live in a tenement. So you could have tenement flats that were one bedroom, but you could also have other tenements that were six bedrooms. They were more palatial, and I've actually been lucky enough to be in one before, a six bedroom tenement, and they are humongous. And what's another great thing about these flats is that you enter in one door, and another very Scottish term is for the stairwell that runs up the centre and connects all the flats. Now, you yourself might know this as a staircase. However, Glaswegians and Scottish people actually call this staircase a close, C-L-O-S-E, a close. And it's where kids play, it's where you go to talk to your neighbours. It's a very social space, and that's what we call it. We call it a close. So you're not just learning a little something about the history of this painting, you're also learning a little bit about the urban history of Glasgow too. So, Windows in the West, why is it important and worthy of its own podcast episode? Why did the artist decide to paint a block of flats? Well, the artist herself, Avril, explains, and I quote, "When I started to make life here in Glasgow in 1982, the city and its citizens became, right from the start, the principal focus of my artistic strivings. I can honestly say that I fell in love with the people and places that became part of my daily life. The feelings were so strong that they drove forward and sustained my work for many years. On January 11th, 1993, at about 5:30, there came a sudden heavy blizzard. In 10 minutes, it was over, and the street view from my attic tenement flat, overlooking Saltoun Street in Glasgow, was transformed. The lilac pink sky, the lit windows, the clarity of whiteness, where there had moments before been darkness. It was magic. By morning, all the snow had gone, and the effect was never to be repeated during that winter. The building is uncommon in that many of the occupants worked at home beyond office hours. That factor, combined with the goodly number of children, young people, and social adults living there, gives the place a very lively appearance, particularly on winter evenings before the curtains are drawn and children are sent to bed. And that's what's so fantastic about this painting. It shows you into the lives of all the different people that live in this tenement flat. There's 7 or 8 different stories and families that are all living their lives, and it's all intertwined. You can see a mother and child playing. You can see someone reading. You can see someone pulling the curtains to look at the snowfall outside. You can see a man at his computer, someone practicing piano, adults hosting a dinner party. It's fantastic. And if you're a bit nosy like me, just brilliant. The painting is so special because it simply documents in a really beautiful way people just living their daily lives. Patton has described her surprise at the popularity of the work. And as I've said, it's this celebration of Glaswegian people and Glaswegian architecture that has made this painting not only so well known across the city, but in 2005, it was voted Glasgow's favourite painting. Now, the artist herself has described her surprise at the popularity of the work, saying in 2005 that she was quite amazed because she didn't understand it at all. "I wasn't aware it was going to be anything other than just another painting," she says. "I lived in that flat opposite for 4 to 6 years before I started painting. I used to look at that building continuously and enjoyed it. I loved seeing what people were doing, standing at the window, drinking a cup of tea. I loved to watch them. Once it was painted, however, I never looked at it again." Now, the building itself has been described as probably one of the most famous tenements in the world. And in 2007, the Evening Times journalist Sheila Hamilton attributed the painting's appeal to the fact that, and I quote, "they are real people living real lives, and that's the reason why the picture has such a hold on the public's imagination. Outside it may seem icy in the painting, but inside the rooms, these people are cocooned forever in safety and warmth." The artist herself said in a 2005 interview that, "I haven't distanced myself from it. The picture has distanced itself from me. It's like a child. It's gone off and it leads its own life." Now, the work itself is actually a watercolour, and it took the artist over 6 months to complete. The painting itself was so huge that it took up so much room in the artist's small attic flat that the minute it was finished, she was desperate to get it out of the flat, and it ended up going on display and the public loved it. And then it was quickly snapped up by Glasgow museums. Now, the artist has sold almost 30,000 prints and 100,000 cards of reproductions of this one painting alone. And in 2005, it was the top-selling print in the Glasgow Gallery of Modern Art's museum shop. And if you ever find yourself in Glasgow, you can see this magnificent work, which measures 1.5 metres long by almost 2 metres high, at the Kelvin Grove Art Gallery and Museum, and it's completely free to go and see. You have been listening to Jo's Art History Podcast Bite Size, small, manageable episodes which sees me, Jo McLaughlin, your resident host and art historian, deep dive into a specific artwork or artist in 10 minutes or less. If you have enjoyed this episode, please make sure to like, rate and subscribe, as it helps other listeners find us. If you want to support the podcast, why not leave us a review or tell someone you know who may enjoy listening all about it. If you would like to support the future of the podcast, please consider purchasing and gifting me a book from my Amazon wish list included in the show notes below. If you would like to get in touch, please feel free to do so. It'd be lovely to hear from you. You can email me, joesarthistory@gmail.com, or you can find me via Instagram, which is @joesarthistory, or you can search for my name, Jo McLaughlin, and you'll find me that way too. Finally, I've been your host and your resident art historian, Jo McLaughlin, and thank you so much for listening. Keep learning, and remember, art is for all, even in bite-sized editions. See you next time. Bye.